Good day, good day, good day. I am Apostle Shelby Frederick, and I want to welcome you to our new Grow in Faith Bible Study. This Bible study is designed for individuals who want to be discipled in the Word, mentored in life application, and developed in character and purpose. I personally disciple those who know that there is more, but don't know how to attain it. Our community culture centers on John chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. Jesus explained, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too." If you desire to know your identity, position, purpose, and significance in Christ, join our growing discipleship community. Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to welcome you to another holistic life. This is Grow in Faith Bible Study. I am Apostle Shelby Frederick, and we are broadcasting live from the Columbus, Ohio region. I want to welcome you to our teaching time on tonight. As we are pressing deeper into prayer, I want to encourage you on tonight that if you have not had the opportunity to subscribe to get some of the past teachings, so you can do so on the YouTube page. Just go ahead and search for Shelby Frederick. Make sure that you hit subscribe and set your notifications, because you will get a notification every time I get ready to go live. I am just super excited about what God is doing, what he continues to do, how he is leading us in his word and through his word. And I pray that you have your pen, your paper, and your Bibles. We are going to start talking tonight about Watchman Ministry 101. Watchman Ministry 101. As we are going deeper into our studies on city transformation, as we are learning more and stepping out more, talking about the kingdom and what all that means to us, what's our responsibility, and we're talking about city transformation. One of the things that the Lord began to speak to me about was about the watchmen, and the ministry of the watchmen. And so before we get started and we jump right into the word, I'm going to just go ahead and open us up with prayer. So, Father, we just bless you and we thank you. We honor you today, Father God, just for this day. We thank you, Father God, for you watching over us and protecting us, Father, and bringing us to this place and space. I thank you, Father God, for our teaching on tonight. I pray now, Lord, that our eyes and our ears, Lord, that our understanding, Lord, is open on tonight, oh God, that we would receive the full capacity of the impartation from your word, oh God, that we would be reminded, Father God, of who you have called us to be, oh God. And that those, Lord, that are watchmen that may be asleep, oh God, those that have left their position, that they would be reminded of the importance, Lord, of the watchmen, oh God, and their function, their role, Lord, and how you are using them, even in this very hour, oh God. And so we just bless you and we praise you and we give your name all of the glory. We give you all of the honor and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So just welcome to each of you that are coming on tonight. If you do have any questions or comments, you can feel free to post those in the chat, and we will try to keep up with those as we are going along in our time of teaching on today. So when we look at the watchman, what is a watchman? A watchman is any person who sits upon a watchtower. They are one who they stand guard. Back in the ancient cities, They had watchmen that were stationed on the walls, and their responsibility was to sound a warning if an enemy approached. If we take a look at 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 17, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 17, it says, "Now the watchman was standing on the tower in Jezreel. He saw Jehu's mob approaching and shouted, 'I see a mob.' Jeroboam responded, 'Choose a rider and send him to meet them and have him ask, do you come in peace?'" Let's also look at Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 2 through 3. Ezekiel 33, verses 2 through 3. And it says, "Son of man, speak to your people and tell them, suppose I bring the sword against a land, and the people of that land select a man from among them, appointing him as their watchman. And suppose he sees the sword coming against the land and blows his ram's horn to warn the people." My God. And so what we see here is that Israel's prophets, the prophets, they saw themselves as watchmen, and they warned the nation of God's approaching judgment if the people did not repent. Now, what we also see is that the vineyards and the fields also had watchmen, and especially during the time of harvest, and their responsibility was to guard the produce from animals and from thieves. So when we are looking at the ministry of the watchmen, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Hallelujah. So there's not really a whole lot of teaching that really goes on about the watchman, what the functions of a watchman is. But in this time where we are really getting to understand the importance of equipping the saints, being trained, we cannot assume that everyone knows what a watchman is. And especially in this area of prayer, who has been called to be watchmen? And if we relate from the days in the Bible about the position and the duties and the function of a watchman, and we're talking about city transformation, we're talking about those who stand guard, those who sound an alarm, a sound, the warning when an enemy approaches. And so my question becomes, when we look at our cities, when we look at the places that we live, and we see so much crime that's going on, we see death and destruction that's going on. And yes, we have prophets that may prophesy, you know, on a national level. But where are the watchmen? Where are the watchmen that are in our cities? Where are the watchmen that is warning in our communities and in our states that trouble is coming? Where are the watchmen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we want to begin to look at some of the functions of a watchman. So the watchman is one who is assigned a specific list of duties in prayer and warfare. And some of the functions that they have in the body of Christ. Those would be protection, defense, observation, warning, revelation, offense, execution of written judgments upon principalities and powers, establishing divine government of the church, preparing the way of the Lord, and carrying out the word of the Lord. And so just in looking at some of these functions of the watchman, we see that these duties are consistent even with the office of the prophet. And where some of the duties have had a natural execution, even under the old covenant, that they have a spiritual execution under the new covenant. So the ministry, it's a ministry. The ministry of the watchman is a ministry of prayer. The ministry of the watchman is a ministry of prayer. My God. And it deals with the confrontation of evil on several different levels of spiritual authority. So if we take a look back at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, some of the confrontation that the watchman will deal with is principality. Principality. That is the Strong's Greek word 746, and it's arche. And this means a commencement, chief, beginning, corner, the first estate, principality. So a principality is the highest level of demonic rule under Satan. And it includes evil princes, those who rule countries or geographical regions. It's usually political, but sometimes even religious leaders, even religious leaders. Let's look at Daniel chapter 10, verse 32. Daniel 10, verse 32. My God, excuse me, not 32, it's verse 13, excuse me. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. And it says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia opposed me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me after I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Hallelujah. So principality is one. The next is power. That is the Strong's Greek word, 1849, and that's exousia. It means privilege, force, capacity, competency, magistrate, superhuman, potentate, token of control, delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power. And this is probably the second level of authority. So when you think about a magistrate or a sheriff, they rule and they enforce Satan's dark laws in a smaller geographical area. The next one would be the ruler of darkness. And this is the Strong's Greek 2888, and that's Cosmocrator. Which is a world ruler or Satan. It is also the Strong's 4655, a skotos, which means darkness, obscurity, shadiness. So this term describes one who rules in the shadows, behind the scenes, or in a deceptive way. So demons who whisper evil thoughts to people, and they bombard people in their mind with wicked thoughts, those are included here. So these work on the person's mind to tempt one in one's personal decisions. So that's the ruler of darkness. Then we have spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the Strong's Greek 4152. And that's pneumatikos. This means non-human, non-carnal, religious, spiritual, supernatural. In the 4189, it's also poneria, which means depravity, malice, plots, sins, iniquity, and wickedness. So there is human wickedness. We have violence, we have cursing, we have excesses in the flesh, we have controlling, demanding behaviors. These are all the works of the flesh, exclusively used to satisfy the flesh. Now, that is not being spoken of here, but spiritual wickedness has a supernatural and a superhuman origin, but it may affect our human flesh or our mind. And so some examples of this include epidemics of colds or flu, like what we've just come out of. These are caused by unusually large concentration of germs or irritants in the atmosphere. Or it's a demonic plot to destroy health. We also see demonic visitations that are designed to frighten people. My God. And this is of another example of a demonic plot to steal peace. A demonic plot to steal peace. So the ministry is a function of the office of the prophet. So prophets, if you are in the office of the prophet, one of the main ministries that you have is that of watchman, one who watches, one who warns. So the prophets in the old time, they were called seers. Seers. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9. And it says, formerly in Israel, a man who was going to inquire of God would say, come, let us go to the seer, for the prophet of today was formerly called the seer. My God. So the watchman had to see what the Spirit of God wants him to see, and then take authority over the forces of spiritual darkness that hold people in bondage to sin and darkness. So because the watchman is called in to see, he peers into the distance and can foretell danger from a distance or can sense imminent danger. So the anointing for the watchman originates from the office of the prophet and also includes the operation of revelation of the gifts of the Spirit, as well as the gifts of prophecy. So it is from this grace that the watchman is able to speak to principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions and cause them to hear the manifold wisdom of God. Whenever devils are put into their place, spiritual atmospheres change, people change, laws change, and what we see is an actual shifting in government as a result of the activities of the watchman. So what we have to understand is just like the prophet or the office of the prophet, a person who is a watchman is called by God to fulfill this role. Now, all believers are called to a life of prayer. All believers. There's not one of us who is not called to a life of prayer. All are allowed to intercede for anyone, but the function, the role, the training, and the behavior of the watchman, it's different just from what our regular intercessory prayer is, and this is in many ways. We have to look at the origin of authority. So the watchman derives his authority, his training, and anointing from the office of the prophet. This is consistent with the Bible. What we see is that all watchmen mentioned in the Bible were prophets. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Ezekiel 3, verse 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Ezekiel 3:17, it says, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman over the house of Israel. When you hear a word from my mouth, give them a warning from me." Let's also look at Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 11. Jeremiah 51, 11. Glory to God. Jeremiah 51, 11, it says, hold on, let me get there. Glory to God. All right, verse 11. It says, "Sharpen the arrows, feel the quivers. The Lord has roused the spirit of the king of the Medes, because his plan is aimed at Babylon to destroy her. For it is the Lord's vengeance, vengeance for his temple." Hallelujah. So there is an origin of authority when we talk about the watchman. The watchman. And we've just read from two of the prophets, Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Now, when we look at their duties, the duty was given his assignment by God. The watchman's assignment comes by God. And guess what? They were held accountable to God for the completion of it. So he went from assignment to assignment to assignment to assignment. The watchman did not pray for a season and then does something else. The watchman was called for life. The watchman was called for life. Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 2. And sometimes people may call it Habakkuk. Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And it says, "I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the lookout tower. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I should reply about my complaint. The Lord answered me, 'Write down this vision, clearly inscribe it on tablets, so one may easily read it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It testifies about the end and will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and not be late.'" So the watchman was given the vision from God and told to report what he saw. And if he saw correctly, God told him what to do about what he saw. My God. Elijah prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And guess what? It didn't rain for 3 years, but the drought was ordered by God. So the true watchman never questions God's instructions. He carries them out. He carries them out. Glory to God. Let's look at, let's see here. Where do I want to go? Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 7. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. It says, "Now Elijah the Tishbite from the Gilead settlers said to Ahab, 'As the Lord God of Israel lives, in whose presence I stand, there will be no dew or rain during these years except by my command.' Then the word of the Lord came to him, 'Leave here, turn eastward, and hide at the Wadi Cherith where it enters the Jordan. You are to drink from the Wadi. I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there. So he proceeded to do what the Lord commanded. Elijah left and lived at the Wadi Cherith, where it enters the Jordan. The ravens kept bringing him bread and meat in the morning and in the evening, and he would drink from the Wadi. After a while, the Wadi dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Glory to God. Let's look at chapter 18, verses 1 through 2. And it says, after a long time, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year. Go and present yourself to Ahab. I will send rain on the surface of the land. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. The famine was severe in Samaria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's also look at James chapter 5, verse 17. James chapter 5, verse 17. And it says, Elijah was a human being just as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the land. Hallelujah. So the watchman, as the prophet, may be called to preach to the people and declare what God has said. And he does this by unction and not of his own accord. So the watchman must have discipline over his mouth, my God. Just like the soldier has over its finest weapon. Because the mouth of the watchman, just as the mouth of the prophet, is his greatest weapon. And it can be used for much good or much evil. So this is the difficult part that most people sometimes have a hard time understanding. And this is, the watchman must be trained. We cannot get around being properly trained. Who should train the watchman? The watchman should be trained by a prophet. So as prophets, those who stand in the office of the prophet, those who are a part of the fivefold ministry, we are to be equipping prophets. We are to be equipping the watchman. That's a part of our job. That's our responsibility. And so we know, yes, people can pray. Everybody has been called to pray. We are told by God, we are told in the word of God that we are to pray. But we're not talking about those who just pray a lot. We're not even talking about those that are just intercessors. We are talking about one who accepts the position and the call to a watchman as a calling from God. And so they should seek to be fully equipped to do the job in which God is calling them forth to do. So since the ministry of the watchman is a part of the function of the office of a prophet, we need to have the prophets equipping, my God, and training the watchman. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is the anointing from the prophet who functions as a watchman. So our anointing, every anointing that we have originates from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even if God anoints you directly, hallelujah, and he does, there must still be spiritual training put into every human spirit before one can understand and perform the duties of any office that God calls us to. So yes, you may have received a call to be a prophet. You may have received a call to be an apostle. You may have received a call to be a watchman. You may have received a call to be a teacher. You may have received a call to be, my God, an evangelist. You may have received a call to be a pastor. But that does not negate the fact that there must be spiritual training put into every human spirit so that you can understand and perform the duties of the office and the call and the assignment that God is calling you to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So gone are the days where a lot of this willy-nilly stuff and all of this crazy stuff that we see going on and, you know, you being called and you received a call from the Lord. Nobody's not doubting the call that you have received. And we can't even base, and let me just say this about prophets. It doesn't rest on the fact of the accuracy of your prophecy. Because even Satan himself can prophesy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we cannot get past the fact that there must be spiritual training that is put into every human spirit so that we can properly understand and perform the duties of the office, of the call, of the graces that is upon our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this is a time and a season where we cannot neglect discipleship. We can't neglect discipleship. We can't neglect being trained. Even though you may be able to perform certain things, listen, there is a spiritual training that each and every single one of us must go through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let us not be so prideful. Let's call it what it is, that it's pride to think that just because God called you, that you don't need training. The devil is a liar. Because it will come up. Hallelujah. It will come up because a part of that spiritual training is a part of the development of your character. A part of that spiritual training is the development of your character so that you will flow and operate in the character and the nature of God. The importance of the spiritual training and development, my God, is so that you know how to bring your flesh under subjection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we cannot neglect being trained. We cannot neglect spiritual training. And we're living in a day and time where we must have those conversations, where we must ask those questions. Who have you been trained by? Who are you accountable to? Not just be out here all willy-nilly and say that we answer to no one but God. Absolutely not. The devil is a lie. And so as those that are a part of the fivefold ministry gifts, it is our responsibility to bring forth that spiritual training. Who are you training? Who are you equipping? Who are you discipling? Hallelujah. And so when we want to be effective, I don't want to get off topic because I don't want to go on a rampage on tonight. But this is very important. This is important. And so as I began to, you know, we've been studying and we've been teaching on, you know, digging out city transformation. And it just came to me like, wow. You know, we've got to teach on the ministry of the watchman. The ministry of the watchman. If their function, hallelujah, if their function is to watch and to stand guard, who are those gatekeepers that are in our cities? We have to start asking ourselves those questions. Because we should never, we've got to move from praying reactionary prayers Who are the gatekeepers of our cities? Who are the watchmen of our cities that will sound the alarm when danger is coming? Will the gatekeepers and the watchmen rise up, get in position? We should know who they are. This is one of the questions that I begin to ask. Well, who's the gatekeeper here in the city where I reside in? Who is that watchman that is on the wall? We have to ask those questions. We have to have those conversations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So being a watchman is a call from God. Is a call to God, call from God. Not all intercessors have the same responsibility. We don't all function the same. And so we must know that there, when we talk about the watchman in the ministry of the watchman, it's a step further than just intercession. It's a step further than that. Because there are other duties that we carry out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the watchmen, you know, when we talk about prayer, we know that prayer is that communication that we have with God in such a way that he responds with some action of intervention in the affairs of earth. Prayer brings the will of God, my God, into the earth. A watchman intercedes as one who stands in the gap on behalf of the land, on behalf of the land. However, in standing in the gap, what we see is that there are a myriad of activities that is associated with that. And so as the watchman stands in the gap, he begins to find that God begins to have him to carry out other duties. This may require him to speak to people that are in leadership in government, leadership, just key people that hold offices and positions that are in the land. Hallelujah. So the watchman not only has the ability to watch and to see and to hear what God is saying, hallelujah, but they are God's messengers to the people. They are God's messengers to the people. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, at my mouth and give them the warning from me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I wanted to just open us up with this part, just give us just this much of our teaching on tonight. Because there is an outline of duties that we will see. There is a burden that comes for the watchmen. It may consist of one specific area of demonic activity. It could be witchcraft. It could be confronting evil. It could be things such as drug abuse or child abuse, family discord. It could be perversion. All of this comes under the heading of witchcraft. Hallelujah. So it's the prophet's job to get a strategy from the Lord to defeat and to dethrone this evil as a dominant power in their territory. So the warfare that the prophet is engaged in is now then governmental. It is governmental warfare that is aimed at defeating a prince who rules a principality or a strong man that controls an area of thought, ideology, hallelujah, or an area of interest. So the prophet must be willing to confront on all levels of demonic power. And his main target is going to be the prince or the strong man in a city, region, or country. So what is the strong man over the city or over the region that you live in? Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are the questions that we have to ask. So when we begin to engage in this level of warfare, this is a result of his position of being a sent one in the kingdom of God. So the reason why we have to have this understanding, listen, I was talking about, I was teaching last weekend on apostolic prophetic governance in prayer and what that looks like. If we don't, we have to first have an understanding of the apostolic and the prophetic. Why? Because that is the foundation. The apostolic and the prophetic is foundational to the ministry of prayer. So we have to go back. If what we are doing, if we are continuing to see our cities being overrun with evil and violence and drug addiction and murderers, and sometimes these things are happening right in the same street, in the same community where our ministries are, at what point do we stop and we begin to evaluate our foundation? I'll never forget, it might have been in 2010, 2011. I was driving home from church one Sunday. And the Lord, yeah, I was driving and the Lord took me into a vision. Imagine that. And in this vision, I saw an old brick wall. It was a brick wall. They were the cement blocks. And on this brick wall, there was a cracked line from the very top to the very bottom. And what the Lord began to speak to me even back then was that the foundation was cracked. That our foundations are cracked. And so now, here in 2023, we are at a place where we have to evaluate, we have to inspect our foundation that we have been built. What have we been building? We have to go back to the foundation to make sure that our foundation is solid, to make sure that we have not been building and laying another foundation that is not that of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so in doing so, in this area of prayer and intercession, we have to go back to the foundation and lay this foundation of apostolic prophetic governance. Because the apostles and the prophets are the foundation. Hallelujah. It's a foundational ministry, meaning that we're down in the trenches, meaning that it's not some position that you elevate to where you are seen. Hallelujah. But it is down in the trenches. It is down at the bottom where everything else is built on top of. Glory to God. And so when we talk about apostolic prophetic governance in prayer, when we talk about the responsibility of the prophet, the responsibility of the watchman, the prophet must lead the way for the rest of the body of Christ, entering into new revelations. Enter into higher dimensions of power or the renewal or the re-emphasis of certain truths. Not from our thoughts, not from our opinions, but the truths that come from the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how does the prophet prepare? They prepare the way of the Lord. That's what we are doing. That's our responsibility. That's our assignment, that we are preparing the way of the Lord. And how do we do that? We do that through prayer. We do it through fasting. We do it through preaching. We do it for watching the coming of the Lord. What is he saying? What is he speaking? What is he warning? What is he showing us? Hallelujah. And so the Lord comes in many ways. Hallelujah. He comes in types and shadows. Glory to God. He comes in revival. He comes in his outpouring. He comes through new revelation. Hallelujah. That's given through his spokesman. Hallelujah. So the Lord must always be announced before he comes, meaning that there must be someone who knows and watches for his coming. And so what we see now is that there is an announcement of new revelation that is coming for the building of the church, not the building of our platforms, not the building of our kingdoms, not the building of our personal ministries. Hallelujah. But we are building for, my God, the way of the Lord. We are building the church. Hallelujah. So there is a new foundation of truth that must come forth. And it must come forth because there has been perversion. There have been things that have been hidden. Hallelujah. There are things that have been stolen. Hallelujah. 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 So the prophet, the watchman, glory to God, preach and declare the word of the Lord until the body of Christ receives the word of the Lord. So I'm praying tonight for the prophets. I'm praying tonight for the watchmen, that they would have eyes to see what the Lord wants to show them, and they'd have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That as we dig out this foundation of truth, hallelujah, with our mouth, and actually it would be with the tongue. I taught on all of this stuff a couple of weeks ago, the importance of our voice. Hallelujah. The anatomy of the mouth. Glory to God. We must proclaim truth to whomever God sends us to proclaim truth to. It doesn't matter. We have access to divine revelation. Hallelujah. But it is his gift. It is his revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So my prayer tonight is for the prophets. My prayer tonight is even for prophetic people. Hallelujah. That we would press all the way into having the ability to sense spiritually through our eyes, through our ears, hallelujah, and to proclaim through our mouth the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. We carry the revelation of light. Hallelujah. Why? So that we can walk in the vision that God has given us. So that we can walk in the direction with the rest of the body of Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So Father, I thank you for your word on tonight. I thank you, Father God, Lord, that you are taking us back to the foundation. I thank you, Father God, Lord, that as you have called us to be a people of prayer, a people who intercede, oh God, hallelujah. Those, Father God, Lord, that you have called, Lord, to this place as watchmen that are upon the wall, oh God. I pray, Lord, that they would return to their position. I pray, Father God, Lord, that even that they would even repent in this hour, oh God. Hallelujah. As they turn back to you, as they turn back, Father God, hallelujah, to the call and the assignment, oh God. Hallelujah. The ability to see, the ability to hear, oh God, that they may proclaim the wisdom of God. Hallelujah, that they will carry forth the word of God in their mouth, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray, Father God, Lord, that we would even begin to hear and to see, oh God. Hallelujah. Those, oh God, that have that burden for cities, oh God. Those, Father God, that are standing watch, Lord, upon the wall, oh God. Hallelujah, that they would begin, Father God, to see, oh God, the enemy before he comes. My God, today. Make us sensitively, make our senses, oh God, hallelujah. May we be more sensitive, oh God. May we be more discerning, oh God, hallelujah, to the temperature in the cities, in the communities, in the regions that we stay in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May you speak to us, oh God, in dreams and visions, Father, hallelujah. And may we not let fear, oh God, keep us from speaking, oh God, what you have spoken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Even those, Lord, that have been attacked in their mind, oh God. Those, Father God, that have a mind, Lord, to do another thing, oh God, to do something different, to do something other, Lord, than what you have called them to, Father. We pray, Father God, for the soundness of their mind, oh God. Even the things, Lord, that you show them, Lord, that they would not even be overwhelmed, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, Lord, of the things, Lord, that you reveal to them, Father God, in the place of prayer, in this secret place, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that they would sit with it, oh God, until you tell them to release it, oh God, and that they would stand boldly, oh God, and that they would proclaim the word of the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May we not look, Father God, at the individual, oh God, because you are causing those, you are raising up those, Lord, that don't look like, oh God, those that we have seen in the past, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But may we know them by the Spirit, oh God, that they are the ones, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you have placed this word, oh God, in their mouth, Father. And so we thank you on tonight, oh God, for every watchman. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that they would fall in love again, Lord, with their assignment, oh God, as they fall in love with you, oh God. Hallelujah. That they would love you more than the assignment, oh God. That they would be those, oh God, that would be, hallelujah, slow to speak, oh God. Quick to hear, quick to listen. Hallelujah. But slow to speak, oh God, until you give them the release, Father. Until they have all, oh God, that it is, Lord, that you are speaking, hallelujah, to your people. And so we bless you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even now, Father God, as I hear, hallelujah, footsteps, oh God. Hallelujah, that are returning to their place, that are returning to their position, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for those, oh God, these, Lord, that you have called, oh God, to stand as the watchman, oh God. Hallelujah. May there be an increase, Lord, of their dreams, an increase of their visions, oh God, an increase, Father God, of their hearing, oh God, an increase, Father God, of their seeing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May they continue, Father God, to scribe, oh God. Hallelujah. Until you release their pen, my God, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until you release their pen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You fill their mouth, oh God, with your word. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Father. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. And so we just thank you and we praise you. We bless you and we honor you. And we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor. And we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I wanted to thank you for joining us for this week Bible study. We will be back here on next Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to continue on this series. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Next week, we'll go a little bit deeper, a little bit further as we talk more about a prophetic war. Hallelujah. The spirit of religion versus the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we'll see where we land after next week. Glory to God. I'm in no rush. Sometimes we can rush through things and get to series after series after series. But God really wants his people to really grasp and take hold of his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so that's what we're going to do. So again, I thank you all for coming out. You can catch us on the airways on next Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.